That's debatable.
Welcome to That's Debatable. I'm Trey, and this is just where you go to get the really, really important answers that you're looking for to questions that definitely matter. Things like whole or 2% milk. Things like, are greeting cards worth sending? These are the real questions facing Americans today. And I've brought in a couple of people that don't know how to argue. This is going to be a clear and easy win for me today. First up, we have Lacey Bishop. And I think that I can take you down. Arguing-wise, I think I've won every single argument that we've ever had, Lacey.
I highly doubt that. I am pretty sure that I am always right. I'm never wrong. But if I hear something, I automatically believe it, so I don't do any research. That's how you might get me, is because I just take everything for value. If you tell me the earth is flat, I'm not going to believe that, but I'll believe most things.
So I'll just make up lies and pretend to have facts.
I've also got
Greg Jake Radio Name, who doesn't know how to sit patiently, and I think that that's going to, he's going to draw himself off sides, and I won't be able to use that against him.
Bring it on.
Bring it.
So I've brought you guys here because you two know the most about food, I think, in the office.
I am the self-proclaimed best cook of the office. So I'll take that.
Okay.
I'm a very big foodie.
Now I'm going to go ahead and contradict that, and I'm going to say that I'm the best chef in the office.
What makes you a chef? What qualifies you as a chef?
Heat transfer. I know everything about heat transfer, right? So when you take your food and you put it in your pan, it's all about the heat transfer. That's what most people don't understand.
Food in your pants.
I didn't say pants.
Oh.
Go ahead, Trey.
No, I was enjoying it. That's the debate right here. Now, I also would call both of you food snobs. I think you guys are expecting way too much from the food you guys are putting into your body, trying to convert it to energy.
No, I'm all about healthy foods. I love healthy foods. I get made fun of all the time around here for my healthy food
initiative. No GMOs. You don't like GMOs.
No.
You got hormones in your milk. Can't do that.
I don't drink milk.
Okay, well.
You know why I don't drink milk?
Because there's hormones in it?
Because milk is designed to fatten up cows, right? That's where milk came from. A cow. It's designed to fatten up baby cows.
I do think less people would drink it. You know how we don't want to drink goat milk? If we called it cow milk, I think less people would drink it. But since it's just milk, it's fine.
What? You know what else milk is good for, though?
What?
Strong bones. So it's not just there to fatten up people. It has calcium in it, and that gives you strong, healthy bones.
But the problem is that the milk that you're drinking, that you're consuming, is filled with sugar and all sorts of other byproducts, preservatives. You're drinking, there is a little bit of calcium in there. But if you want to get the calcium for your bones, you take calcium vitamins. You don't drink milk. You've been taken over, or your mind has been infiltrated by marketing. That's all they're going to do. They're going to spend all this money, and they'll be like, milk, it's good for your bones. It's good for your bones.
It's good for kids. You don't give them to your kids?
I don't give my kids milk. No, it's filled with crap.
So how do you supplement?
They get vitamins.
You just give them Flintstones gummies.
No, I don't give Flintstones gummies either, because those are crap.
You guys are diving in hardcore into the debate. That's exactly what I'm looking for. I was going to try to start out with something nice, like what's your favorite, like, before meal, pre-bread?
See, there's not a lot of options, I don't think. Like, if you go to most all restaurants, they're going to bring you a basket of chips and some hot sauce.
Okay.
Or they'll bring you, a roll, like a dinner roll or something that goes along with it. So, I don't know. I mean, if I had to choose out of the two of those, I'm going to go with chips and salsa.
What about the tortilla?
I think you have to pay for the tortilla.
And you need something to go with the tortilla. The tortilla is not just a standalone.
No, straight up tortilla is delicious. Just to shove the whole tortilla in your mouth.
No, you
no,
got
no butter. No, 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 doesn't no, even no. need butter. Doesn't need anything.
Oh,
no.
You need lots of cheese.
Corn
lots
or flour.
Of cheese.
Corn or flour.
It depends. It depends on the, like, most of the time I'll go with flour. But there are good corn tortillas if they're not dried up. That's the problem. It's like a lot of them, they'll bring them out there and you start to roll it up and it starts to split
white
apart.
Flour.
What? I didn't realize we're throwing Kelly drops in here.
That's right.
Okay, but yeah, so sometimes you'll get the corn tortilla and you'll start to roll it up and it'll flake off and break. That's garbage.
Right.
That's why I end up, I'll give it a shot, and if it does that, I'm over it and I go to the flour.
There's never really a need for a corn tortilla.
Street tacos.
No.
Street tacos is the need for a corn tortilla. Whenever I'm cooking, I cook with flour tortillas, especially making enchiladas and you're going to roll them up and everything. The flour works out so much better. But if I go to my favorite taco stand, they have corn tortillas, and then that's delicious, and it doesn't fall apart in my hand.
Little, you know, it's like you throw some chicken in there, some cotija cheese, some cilantro on top. Booyah! And that's good stuff.
You sound like a snob right now with cilantro talk. All you need on a taco, little ground beef, little cheese, boom, you're good to go.
That's just because you don't know how to make anything else.
Yeah, ground beef, no. I'm going to want my fajita meat if I'm going to do that. I don't go fajita on it, but I want the fajita beef or the fajita chicken.
Food stuff.
You don't need, I don't want ground beef.
No, ground beef is, that's the poor man's food, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to...
Do you know how many people eat ground beef on a daily basis?
Sure, but it depends on what it's in, though. I don't want ground beef on my taco.
What right. do you want ground
I'll
beef?
I'll put meatloaf, one of my personal favorites. Love me some meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do ground beef on meatloaf. I'll do ground beef, I mean, hamburgers, obviously. I do turkey burgers a lot, too, because I do sometimes cook healthier.
Mm-hmm.
But...
I've given
spaghetti.
Up on the turkey meat.
You can use ground beef and spaghetti, even though I usually tend to do sausage instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, and don't get me wrong, Trey. I will make plenty of browned ground beef meat and put those in tacos. Don't get me wrong there.
But all of I'm these not, are organic.
Yeah, we do use an 80-20 grass-fed beef.
Okay. Of course you do.
80-20 is too much. I usually go 97-3
on
turkey.
I don't know. Like 80-20 to me, that's usually the best way to go. 97-3, that's...
Too much fat. That's too much grease.
I just get the log.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the hamburger tube.
Yeah. Does anybody else do that?
I would.
No, you guys don't? Okay.
No, I would. Yeah, absolutely. But I've had to raise my standards a little bit.
I typically don't get ground beef. I usually get turkey. There has to be a reason that I get actual ground beef.
Jennie-O. You go with Jennie-O.
Mm-hmm.
Jennie-O ground turkey. Yeah, we used to get a lot of the ground turkey, but we've kind of since walked away from that.
What was the last meal you cooked, Lacey?
I made a big thing of pot roast. It was pot roast and carrots and potatoes. But even though I am the self-proclaimed best cook of the office, I made an amateur mistake. I peeled and cut up my potatoes the night before, didn't put them in water. I didn't know you were supposed to. So then whenever I go to dump them in the next day, they had already turned colors. Kind of like if you expose an apple to air, you know,
gotcha.
That's all that it was. But still, it didn't look the best, but it was fine. It was fine to eat.
That doesn't seem too over the top foodie kind of food. Like, that seems like a good hearty meal of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't normally think of you as a hearty meal of the people eater. Normally you've got things like zucchini snoodles and stuff.
I do.
That's cook. Why the veggetti was invented.
The
spiral
yes.
veggie cutter.
That yes. is but, not spaghetti.
It's good.
You guys ever had a Vienna sausage?
Yeah.
You like a Vienna sausage?
No.
Delicious.
No, they're not.
I used to love Vienna sausage, and then I got strep throat high school or middle school. And I couldn't eat anything. And it hurt so bad to swallow. I even had like the spit cup mm-hmm. just because it hurt so bad. Well, the only thing I could eat was Vienna sausage because you can just squish it up in your mouth. No chewing, no nothing. It went down easily.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't had one since.
I'm kind of the same way with the muffalata sandwich. Anybody familiar with those?
No idea.
That's the hard bread, right?
Well, no, that's focaccia bread. But what the
gosh, you guys are such snobs. I don't know these I don't know these foods like the veggie-getti, what was it?
The veggetti.
The veggetti, that yeah. sounds dirty.
It does sound dirty. You could put a beep over that after in post production. It would sound like I'm saying something else. But
and then what's the
focaccia?
Oh, whoa, that sounds bad too.
Focaccia bread. So, yeah, the muffalata sandwich is I don't know where it originated from, but it's on a soft bread. It's kind of on a roll, and it's got green olives, it's got black olives, and I couldn't tell you the rest of the ingredients. Anyway, it's big down in Louisiana, so that's where I first started to have this thing. And when I was first starting in radio, I'd have to go out to these events, and there would be, you know, the salespeople would go and get all these different sandwiches, right? So they'd go to this bakery or whatever, and they'd come with these big, giant trays of sandwiches. So the sandwiches that we had were muffalata sandwiches. And the way that they had it structured was you would do your appearance at a place, and then they wouldn't pay you for it for 90 days because they wanted to make sure that the client could pay for the event.
Got it.
Make sense?
Yep.
So they had this 90-day layover in payment. So the first 3 months that I lived there, I basically had no money. So I would get my base paycheck, which was probably about $800 every 2 weeks. And then I would have to wait for these event checks to show up. So I had about 90 days where I had no food. I had nothing. So I would finish the event and I would take these big giant platters of muffalata sandwiches home.
Right.
And that's what I would eat day and night. And to this day, I see them on the menu and I see people eating them and I'm like, that is absolutely disgusting.
I can't do it anymore.
I can't smell them. I can't look at them. I can't taste them. They're terrible.
There was this one time in college, I was down to like 98 cents in my bank account.
Yeah.
And so I had to go and take all the coinage I had and then put it into the Coinstar, get the money out, throw it in the bank, just so I could go and get the cheapest pack of hot dogs I could possibly find. The problem was I needed to decide if I wanted to eat or I needed deodorant.
Oh. Yeah, you got to go with the food, man. It's okay to smell every once in a while.
Yeah, but then I get to walk around smelling like hot dogs all the time.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like bacon cologne, right?
I did my freebie food that I used to get for a while whenever I did radio promotions. We would get the free 7-Eleven coupons mm-hmm. that had free sandwiches on them. And so for the longest time, I lived off these free sandwiches from 7-Eleven. And they actually have pretty decent sandwiches. They're mm-hmm. made fresh and everything.
Right.
Yeah, but I lived off those for a very long time.
So what's the best gas station food? Because when I lived in Florida, we would go to, I lived on the beach, I lived in Pensacola, and we would stop off at this one gas station right across the street from the beach, and we would go in, and we would buy these big, giant bomb burritos.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? And I lived on those for probably about a year.
That's scary, though. I don't really trust convenience store food.
Like the taquitos that have been on the rolling warmer for
love them.
Okay. I figured that you would.
They have chicken rollers.
Yeah.
They have these chicken rollers, and I won't tell you, I call them chicken male anatomies.
Okay. Uh-huh. Chicken D's.
Yeah. And so they've got like a little kick to them. The pepper jack cheese is inside of it. Or at least that's what I like to pretend that it is. I'm not sure exactly how they mash them all together and what part of the chicken I'm eating, but I love them so much. I could eat those every single day.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Go ahead, Lisa.
I've done this radio bit before where you'd call in and say what food made you sick, and all of the calls were people getting stuff from the convenience store and eating from that. So ever since then, I've been scared of it. I would do a fresh sandwich, but that would be about it.
Yeah, I love the gas station food. I'm not afraid of it at all. It's one of those things where, you know, working in this industry, there are times when you have absolutely no money and you've got to stop off by the gas station. You've got to pick up some taquitos and you've got to put some nacho cheese sauce on it. And then you've got to sit in your car 3 hours before your radio shift, and then you've got to sit there and run upstairs because you've got a bowel issue that you've got to take care of. But yes, they're great.
Eating in the car is fine. Everybody does that. What about eating in bed?
Don't do it.
Don't.
What?
I don't do it.
I eat like 3 meals a day in bed.
That's because you don't have a couch.
I have a couch. I've got a nice couch.
Yeah. I don't want crumbs in my bed.
Right.
I already have some dirt in my bed sometimes because my dog sleeps with me. So I'll still have to smooth out my bed that way, get all the crap off of it. Not literal, but still. We are the lazy eaters, though. Whenever my husband and I first got together, we said we're going to sit at the dining room table, TV off, have conversation. Now we've been together for almost 8 years. Now we eat in front of the TV with the TV on. And sometimes whenever we try to talk to each other, like I'll say something to him and he pauses the TV and he's like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, babe, I'm just trying to say something. Like, I didn't realize we only had to watch TV.
Right. Especially like right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're kind of the same way for a while. Like, I won't eat food in my room at all. Like, there's just something weird about sitting in my bed with food. The only time that I'll do it is if it's like a protein bar or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to take a plate of food in there and eat it. That's crazy.
I have found myself binge watching Sons of Anarchy, laying in bed, making peanut butter and jelly sandwich after peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I've got all the ingredients, the bread, the squeezable jelly.
What are you doing?
And the peanut butter. I'm binge watching Sons of Anarchy.
So why can't you just pause the TV show for a minute? Because you're binge watching. You have that option. go in the kitchen, make the sandwich, and then go back into your room and watch it. Why are you making it in your bed?
Because I was having like four or five of them. Have you guys ever made the double decker?
Yes.
The double decker peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I invented that.
No, that was, dude, I was doing that back in the 90s. Matter of fact, all my high school buddies, they'll tell you about my famous double decker peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay.
So,
do you have a go-to snack? Like my go-to snack every day after high school, I would go in and have a ham sandwich and a root beer. Delicious. Oh.
I don't know.
Mine would be hummus and veggies. That's my favorite. I like to make my hummus myself, and then dip either.
Snobbery.
No, it's not.
Dip
snobbery.
Either celery or
we make
carrots
our own hummus
in
too.
It. It's so easy and it's so much cheaper.
All you
got to
do
is make it yourself.
You just got to get some chickpeas. You got to get a food processor, a little bit of oil, whatever kind of spice you want to put in there, and boom, done.
The only way
turmeric. There's something with
turmeric.
The tea. Yeah.
The only way I'm making my own hummus is if it's a euphemism.
You're an idiot.
That's debatable. You can listen to all the other episodes up on KidNation.com. And this podcast was brought to you by
Lemon Lime Lightning.
Lemon Lime Lightning it is. Hopefully they'll send us a check later on.
Yeah.
And what? Mama's Meatloaf. All right,
what is Lemon Lime Lightning?
It's a fake product that I came up with a long time ago.
I don't want a fake product. I need a real sponsor.
Well, it might actually be a real sponsor. You know how there's like Dr. Thunder and
gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Something cola, focaccia cola stuff, things. And so maybe Lemon Lime Lightning might be real and they could sponsor this for you.
No, it needs to be brought by a fancy food that he's never heard of.
Or like Blue Apron always sends a bunch of fancy food. Maybe they'll, like Blue Apron spends a lot of money on podcasts and stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll send some our way. Brought to you by Blue Apron.
Yeah.
There
thanks,
you go.
Blue Apron.
Perfect. There we are. That's debatable. Thank you, Lacey. Thank you, Greg, Jake. I really appreciate it. You guys definitely lost this round, just so you know. Too snobby.
I win.
Yeah,
I probably just don't have the right palate.